I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Turkey's deal with the European Union kicked the Syrian refugee crisis in Greece into high gear. AMG International's Tasos Ioannidis explains that since Turkey threatened to send the refugees back to Syria, thousands fled to Greece.
Moria in Lesbos, which is the best-known hotspot in Greece, it was designed for 3,000 people, and it's way over 11,000 people right now. And the conditions are bad because it is so overcrowded.
The demand for resources is increasing, and the team feels the pressure. They're managing, but for how long?
We are just trying to do the best of a very difficult situation, helping people practically, and also sharing the good news and when they come.
And literacy is taken for granted in the West, but in India, it's a different story. India has the largest population of illiterate adults in the world, and that's why we're telling Jada's story today. Jada is a 10-year-old girl in India whose parents are illiterate and couldn't help her with her homework. Eric Morsehead with Mission India says Jada eventually joined their year-long children's Bible club to get homework help. But that's not all.
The Bible club leader went through all the homework with her and helped kind of reinforce what she was learning that day in school. But then the leader also encouraged her to seek Jesus for help in understanding her subjects. And so gradually her grades improved. Her parents were just so excited about that, and her confidence was restored.
You can sponsor a kid in Mission India's Children's Bible Club for just $24. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.